The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever feel like marketing your tours is kind of like, I don't know, navigating a jungle blindfolded?
Yeah, I could see that.
So many myths and misconceptions out there, especially in the tour world.
Right, and it's easy to get tripped up.
So today we're doing a deep dive into Chris Torres's piece, Marketing is Not a Cost. We're going to try to clear some of those marketing myths out of the way.
Love it. It's about time.
He gets right to it, doesn't he? Torres says that biggest mistake, especially for tour operators, is seeing marketing as a cost. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a total misconception. Look, I get it. You're watching your budget, right?
Yeah.
But think of it like this. Imagine you decide to save some money by skipping online ads this season.
Makes sense on the surface.
Right. But what if that means potential customers never even find you online because they're busy booking with your competitors who are advertising?
Yeah.
That's what we call opportunity cost. It's not just the money you spend. It's the potential earnings you miss by not taking action.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
It's a real blind spot for some tour operators.
This is where Torres's whole point about marketing as an investment comes in. He talks about how it pays off in visibility, building trust with potential travelers, and getting ahead of your competition.
And he's right. These days, travelers have so many options. Just grabbing their attention is huge. I mean, think about it.
It's overwhelming.
It is. So how do you stand out? How do you even get on their radar? That's where smart marketing comes in. Take, for example, this one small ship cruise company I know. They were really struggling to get bookings. Yeah, they were just kind of ate another face in the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
Then they decided to really focus on a niche. Adventure cruises specifically for solo travelers, you know, over 50.
Interesting. So they really narrowed down their target audience.
Exactly. They revamped their whole website, started working with travel bloggers popular with that demographic, and really honed in their Facebook and Instagram ads. Targeted them precisely.
What a difference a little focus makes, right?
Huge. Within a year, they tripled their bookings. They went from being just another cruise company to the go-to choice for their ideal traveler. All because they understood their niche and marketed strategically.
So we're not just talking about saving money here, but the potential money left on the table when you don't market strategically, right? Kind of like, ooh.
Fear of missing out, but for your business.
Exactly.
And Torres really hits the nail on the head when he talks about the opportunity cost of not marketing. He uses these great examples to really drive home the point.
Yeah, his breakdown of those three key areas was really interesting. He talks about, of course, the lost bookings, which is obvious, but he goes deeper than that with
the missed opportunities to build relationships.
Yeah,
yeah.
Turning those one-time tourists into loyal customers.
People who come back again and again.
Exactly. And tell their friends, become your own little like word of mouth marketing team.
Which is priceless. You can't put a value on that.
Exactly. And then he brings up those valuable group bookings, which for smaller tour operators.
Game changers.
Completely.
Right.
But if you're not even on the radar of whoever plans those trips.
Then those opportunities are gone.
Poof. So true. Have you ever booked a trip yourself, you know, because of a company's marketing? Like something really caught your eye.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was scrolling through Instagram and this video popped up from a local guiding company in Switzerland.
Nice.
And it wasn't like those generic tourism videos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just like totally captured the essence of hiking in the Swiss Alps.
I love those. What was it about it?
It was the visuals, the sounds, even like the feeling of camaraderie you got just from watching. It resonated, you know. I ended up booking a trip with them because of that video. It really connected with me on an emotional level.
It's amazing how powerful a good story can be. But with everyone talking about data and analytics these days, I wonder, is there still room for that kind of marketing magic?
That's the question, isn't it? And it actually leads perfectly into the second big myth Torres tackles. The idea that absolutely everything in marketing has to be, you know, perfectly measurable.
Oh, I know that one. If you can't measure it, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And it's just not true. In fact, Torres points out that some of the most impactful things in marketing, things like building your brand, you know, making people feel something, and word of mouth, which we were just talking about, those are practically impossible to accurately measure.
You can't exactly put them in a spreadsheet.
Right. But that doesn't mean they're not incredibly valuable.
It's like, how do you measure the feeling you get when you see the Grand Canyon for the first time, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't, but it's still a huge part of the experience.
Huge. And Torres makes this point about brand equity, too. Like, think about all those logos you see every single day, the slogans you hear. You might not book a trip right that second just because you saw a billboard, but...
But it sinks in. All those little exposures build up this sense of familiarity.
So later on, when you are thinking about booking a trip...
You're more likely to go with a brand you recognize, even if you don't consciously remember seeing their ad.
It's already there, in the back of your mind.
Right. And
yeah.
Think about word-of-mouth marketing. Someone tells you about this incredible tour they went on. You're not going to be like, hold on, what marketing campaign led you to them?
Huh. No way. You just want to hear about the experience.
Exactly. Word of mouth is so powerful because it's genuine, it's organic. But try tracking that back to a specific ad campaign. It's almost impossible. And Torres's point is that if we get too obsessed with just the things we can easily measure, like how many people clicked on this ad, then we miss out on these other huge aspects of marketing.
So what's the answer then? Because we're not saying data is not important.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
You know, Torres talks about using data strategically, not letting it stifle the more, I guess you could say.
The creative side of things?
Yes. Like those amazing viral marketing campaigns that just take off. You can't plan those on a spreadsheet.
Some things you just can't predict.
Exactly. Sometimes you just capture lightning in a bottle. But while those moments are great, you can't rely on them, right?
You need a solid plan.
Yes. And that's where using data strategically comes in.
So how does a tour operator actually do that? How do they use data effectively without losing that creative spark?
Well, Torres has this three-point approach that I really like. First, you focus on what can be measured. If you're running online ads, track those clicks. See how many people are actually booking after seeing them. Look at your website traffic, analyze those email newsletters, or people even opening them, things like that.
So you're using that data to understand what's working, what's not.
Exactly. It's feedback. Then, and this is important, trust the long game. Building a strong brand, developing relationships with your customers, positioning yourself as like the expert in your niche, that takes time.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Nope. But it's those things that build a lasting business. Not just chasing the next quick booking.
Right. You got to build the foundation first.
Exactly. And that leads to the third point. Finding that balance between those short-term wins and those long-term investments. It's tempting to focus on what's going to get you the most bookings right now. But if you ignore the things that take a little longer to pay off.
You're missing out on the bigger picture.
Totally. It's about bringing those data insights together with your creativity, with your understanding of what travelers really want.
Data with a human touch.
That's a great way to put it.
So it's finding that balance, right, between the data and, like you said, the human element.
Exactly. And that's honestly where the real magic happens. When you can take those insights from the data and then combine them with great storytelling, creativity, understanding what makes people tick.
That's when you connect with people on a deeper level.
Yes. And that's how you build a brand that people trust, that they want to be a part of. It's not just about selling a tour. It's about
creating an experience.
Exactly. And those experiences, that's what people remember. That's what they tell their friends about.
And that's something you can't measure.
You really can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got to pay attention to those numbers, use them strategically.
Yeah.
But we can't let ourselves get so caught up in the data that we lose sight of the bigger picture.
The human connection.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, travel is all about connecting with people, with new places, with different cultures. And that's something that no spreadsheet can ever fully capture.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Chris Torres' marketing is not a cost, I think the key takeaway here is that it's about finding that sweet spot. We use data to understand our audience, to refine our message, but we never lose sight of the heart of it all. The human experience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep that marketing engine running.